Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
In this episode, we look at how to build self-control. Get excited, because this is Tiny Leaps. Big change. Big change. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and in this episode, we're looking at how to build and improve your self-control. This is such an important topic, one that I feel like doesn't really get enough coverage. We definitely don't talk about it enough, but it's such a huge part of improving your life. It's such a huge part of building new habits, of doing things that we know work. Because at the end of the day, self-control is the ability to discipline ourselves, weeding out the behaviors we don't want to repeat so we can make room for self-improvement. This ability to control our behavior is primarily rooted in the prefrontal cortex of the brain, also known as the logic center of the brain. This is the area that activates when we need to plan something, solve a problem, or make a decision. And in a world of instant notifications, fast living, and the ability to order pretty much anything you want at any time with the click of a button on Amazon, instant gratification runs rampant. It's a huge problem, and our brains love it. We are literally addicted to the dopamine that is so prevalent in our world today. It can be a huge problem. So much of what allows personal development to work is the ability to get rid of old bad habits and build new ones that actually help us make progress. Everything would be so much simpler if we could make a decision to change our behavior one day and be totally transformed the next. But unfortunately, building new habits requires taking certain actions every day for an extended period of time. This relies on the ability to control ourselves, to engage in self-discipline, even when it's uncomfortable, because we know that it's what we need to do to get out on the other side. But before we jump into that, let's take a moment to thank today's sponsor, Blinkist. It can be hard to find the time to sit down and learn. It's not easy when social media is designed to be so incredibly addictive. Well, there's an app for that. It's called Blinkist. Blinkist is for those of us who want to learn but don't have the time. They take the key ideas from over 4,000 nonfiction bestsellers in more than 27 categories and turn them into 15-minute text and audio clips that help you learn the core concepts quickly. Use the Blinks to get into a topic fast or to find new topics that interest you. You can even use Blinkist to get the key ideas from some of your favorite podcasts. Now, I really like Blinkist because I consume a lot of information for this podcast, and it can be tough to get through everything. Blinkist makes it easy to cut out the fluff and get exactly what I need, whether that's for planning episodes or just something I want to learn. And Blinkist has a special offer just for Tiny Leaps listeners. Head over to Blinkist.com/Tiny Leaps to start your free 7-day trial and get 25% off a Blinkist premium membership. Two books I'd recommend is Why We Sleep by Matthew Walker and Start With Why by Simon Sinek. So head over to Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/Tiny Leaps to get 25% off and a 7-day free trial. Medieval philosopher and theologian St. Thomas Aquinas is said to have believed that self-controlled people were able to, quote, preserve their lives. In other words, people who are self-disciplined can keep themselves on the right track even when confronted with a challenge. And it's no secret that having more self-control is beneficial to our health and our overall well-being. It's what keeps us from eating an entire cake because we know it'll make our stomach hurt, even though we know how good it tastes. Back in the 70s, psychologist Walter Mischel conducted a series of experiments that looked at the benefits of delayed gratification. In this particular study, a group of children were presented with treats like cookies or marshmallows, and they were given the option to either eat one right away or wait for a brief period of time to get two of them. These kids were then left alone in a room with the item to make the decision. Now, not surprisingly, many kids opted for the first option and ate the one treat then instead of waiting for two. The researchers found that the ability to delay gratification in order to get a better reward was associated later in life with performing higher in school. And after the results of this experiment, Mischel proposed the, quote, hot and cool system to help explain the ability or lack thereof to delay gratification. The hot is the part of our willpower that is emotional, impulsive, and urges us to act upon our desires. When the hot takes over, we may give in to our short-term desires without considering the potential long-term effects. The cool is the part of our willpower that is rational, thoughtful, and allows us to consider the consequences of our actions in order to resist our impulses. This cool system helps us look for ways to distract us from our urges and find better ways to deal with our desires. And there is a range. Some days are hotter than others, but when we improve our ability to have self-control, it increases the number of cool days that we have. Days where we fight less with ourselves and engage in more behavior that actually reflects our long-term goals. So how do we use this? Have you ever worked out a certain muscle after months of just not working out that muscle? It hurts at first, right? And it probably hurts for the rest of the week as you continue to work on it. But what happens next? All of a sudden, you notice that the workout is going by quicker. The muscle itself feels stronger over time and better able to handle the weight that we put on it. Think of self-control in the same way. It's a muscle. After a lifetime of giving in to instant gratification, it would be a miracle to wake up with an ability to say no to anything and everything that isn't good for us. We have to build up to that, which means if we don't get things right the first, second, fourth, or fifth time, we don't have to give up. We just take it as an opportunity to build that muscle of self-control. And we can do this by conditioning ourselves to be self-controlled. Depending upon the situation, the methods of exercising that muscle will vary. But one approach is simply to make yourself more aware of the costs. This is why I'm a huge advocate of tracking your spending, calories, or whatever other metric makes sense for your goal. By understanding where you are with something, you also become aware of what it will cost you to engage with that activity. Better planning also helps with self-discipline. This could be creating earlier deadlines than the real deadline. This could be creating a timeline of completing a project and then practicing sticking to each of the deadlines, even if no one else assigned them to you. When we're taking on a huge and uncomfortable challenge like improving self-control, it's important to remember that our willpower is a limited resource. Prioritize what things you choose to practice self-control over. This is why having a single goal that you focus on is often better than multiple. You can let the other areas go a little while saving your willpower to create results in the one area that matters to you right now. But regardless of what it is that we're resisting today, try to keep the long-term goal in mind. And by the end of it all, may those self-control muscles be stronger than ever before, strong enough to resist even the greatest temptation in pursuit of that higher goal. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes. It means the world to me. As always, I want to encourage you to check out the resources in the description of this episode. You can find it if you're on the audio, find it in like the show notes area. And if you're on YouTube, find it down below this video. There are so many great resources that can help you improve this muscle, help you gain more value from your ability to control yourself and to engage in self-discipline. discipline. I also want to encourage you to check out today's sponsor, Blinkist. Huge shout out to them for supporting this show, and I encourage you to support them as well. Head over to Blinkist.com/tinyleaps and check them out. I've been Greg Clunas. Be sure to click subscribe or follow wherever you're tuning in today. And remember that all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.